There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Yes, there is power. Good morning, everyone. Today is Friday, known as Feel the Fire Friday, on the Morning Motivation Broadcast. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, and I welcome you here today with me on Morning Motivation, where we start your day off right with godly breakfast for your soul. I am here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. We tackle a new topic, we pray, and I assign a new task each day. And this is all within 15 5 minutes so you can get to work. Our topic for this morning is It's Already Done. It's Already Done. Come on and say that with me wherever you are this morning. It's already done. And our scripture for today comes from Psalms 22:3. While you are getting that Bible verse ready, I remind everyone that you can learn more about me, the ministry, access my separate law office site, everything that you need on the ministry website, which is Feel. TheFire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. On that website, you can also hear all of the other broadcasts that we've done this past week, the week before. You can share that broadcast, and you can listen from your phone or from your desktop. It doesn't matter. Just go to feelthefire.com. So even when you're at lunch or you're on break or, you know, you're going to or from work, you can go there from your cell phone. And there's one button to push once you get there. And you will be able to tune in live with me online. You will be able to call in from that site on your phone or just share it with someone else. The call-in number is 323-870-4180. So you can tune in live from your cell phone or online, or you can call in to tune in live at 323-870-4180. But whatever you do, do not miss this breakfast. I have a chair pulled out for you. There is a plate that only has your name on it. So come on and get this hot breakfast for your soul. Well, by now, you should have your word ready. It's only one verse this morning because on Feel the Fire Fridays, I just do a short teaching because I pray over your prayer request. That's another reason I love Feel the Fire Fridays. I get to hear from you and pray with you in intercessory prayer. Let's go to Psalm 22:3, and I'm reading from the KJV. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Now, we are used to hearing that phrased a different way. So I'm also very quickly going to read that verse from the New Translation, which states that thou that inhabitest the praises of thy people. Look at someone, even if it's just yourself, if you're alone, look at yourself in the mirror. If you can't look at yourself in the mirror, just speak out into the atmosphere and say, our topic for this morning, which is, it's already done. Praise the Lord. Come on and begin to praise the Lord for that already. This morning, I'm feeling so excited, not just about what the Lord is going to do in my life, not just about what I have seen already manifest in the natural, but just because of the assurance within his word that the things that I have laid out before him are already done, whether I can see them manifested in the natural realm or not. And on yesterday, as I was just all in the word within my praise time with the Lord, that just really hit home for me about how God inhabits the praises of his people. That when we really want to get God's attention, when we really want to fellowship with him, to sup and dine with him, to have individualized time with him, that we need to get his attention through praise. And the reason that you can exert or assert, display, or exhibit that kind of praise is because you must believe that what you're praising him for has already been answered. Hallelujah. You see, if you have been asking God for some type of miracle, maybe it's a financial miracle, maybe it's a miracle of healing, maybe it's a miracle of reconciliation, maybe it's a miracle to do something for your children, then when you asked him that, you were supposed to already believe that God was able to answer that prayer when you ask him. And if you believed that God was already able to answer, you were supposed to already believe as well that he did answer it when you asked him. So if you believed that he did answer when you asked him, there would be no reason to delay the evidence of that belief being the praise that you give when you have gotten something that you asked for. Oh, that's good teaching right there. So if you have asked him for healing, you should not be waiting until the doctor finally tells you, I'm giving you a clean bill of health. That situation or that infirmary has been infirmary, I'm sorry, that infirmity has been resolved before you start praising God. Even when you receive the diagnosis, you would still be praising God. Not because in the natural, you're trying to pretend like it's not there. No, in the natural, okay, this is the diagnosis. This is what's going on with my body. Because of that, I'm going to follow the physician's instructions. But the praise is a supernatural expression of what is going on in the spirit, because you are bringing God to come into your life and inhabit the praise, because you need his attention to answer this divine request. Oh God, you are holy, the scripture said. You inhabit the praises of your people. When we go to football games, because you know I love football, we go there to support our team. We walk in the stands, into the stands, already talking smack. Oh, we're going to win this thing tonight. The opposing team better look out. As a matter of fact, when we were in high school, we used to have pep rallies on Fridays. I think about the last period of the day. And we would have the band would be playing, you know, and then you'd have two or three representatives of the football team who were going to stand up and speak out. And all of the students and teachers, the coach, everybody would be in the gym. And right before the players would get up, the band had to play a song or two. The cheerleaders would do their cheers. Why? Because they were getting everybody pumped up. We were encouraging, inspiring, and motivating the players. Everybody was excited. So by the time the players got up to give their little very brief speech about how we're going to tame the Tigers, beat back the Lions, you know, all those things that they would say, they were ready for us because we had ushered in the right kind of atmosphere. for them to be successful and accomplish the goal that not only they wanted, but what we wanted as well, and that was victory. So on Friday night, when we got to the game, everybody was excited. The cheerleaders would have the big banner. The players would run in, and we would all be cheering, and we would be excited. Why? Because we expected a victory, so we would set the atmosphere. And as the players would be out there playing, they're looking in the stands for their support. And the more we would support, the more we would yell, the more the band would play, the more the cheerleaders would cheer, the louder the people would clap. The players would try even harder to win, not just for themselves, but for us, because we'd set the atmosphere for them to inhabit, hallelujah, inhabit our support and praises. This is what God wants, and we're about to go into prayer. This is what God wants from you. He's saying, set the atmosphere, because what you want is already done. Set the tone with a spirit of praise. Get my attention. Make me look up in the stands and say, oh my God, look at him. Look at her. Look at that family right there. Even when it seems like there's a fumble, even when it seems like there's a penalty, even when it seems like there's a setback, that person, that family keeps on praising. Even when everybody else is maybe sitting down, because the other team scored a touchdown. Not that person, not that family. They just won't stop praising. They are getting my attention. It's like Jesus when he said, who touched me? And his disciples said, Lord, there's a big crowd pushing up against you. Why are you asking who touched me? Jesus said, because that touch did something. It got my attention because the virtue went out of me when that person touched the hem of my garment. It made me stop and look at that person who touched me. When you will allow yourself to believe God so much, when you will allow yourself to believe God so consistently despite every setback, every penalty, but will praise him, oh Lord Most High, will honor him, shout, cry, whatever it is that you do when you praise, despite what you see, God will inhabit your praise. Let's get ready and go into prayer. I have a few prayer requests here. Hallelujah. We're running out of time. I'm so feeling this morning. It's already done. And for those of you who are tuned in, let me just say you can go to the website at filledthefire.com throughout the week and enter your prayer request for me through the contact me page. And then I read them, as many as I can, and pray over them on Fridays. You can also call in live, and sometimes I open the lines for prayer. We've run out of time for me to do that today, so let me just go over the prayer request that I have already. I have a request to pray for someone to get a job. I have a request to pray for finances. I have a request, I'm not reading them verbatim. I have a request to pray for marriage, and I have a request to pray for someone to be more proactive, to stop being slothful. So very quickly, we're going to hear just a little bit of our prayer song. You're next in line for a miracle, and immediately I will go straight into prayer. So please get into your prayer spirit, your prayer closet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Today is your day. Today is your day. Today is your day. Get ready, get ready, get ready. You're next in line for a miracle. Recall a miracle.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on and praise him. Hallelujah. Dear Lord, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, our souls are on fire. Our hearts are burning within us because we're coming, Lord God, in expectation. We're coming, Lord God, with a spirit of praise because we are coming with the belief, Lord God, that you have already ruled in our favor and that our requests are already met. And that what we need is already done. Lord, we ask forgiveness for every sin this morning in the name of Jesus. We ask that you would create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Father, you said in your word that if two of us on earth shall agree as touching anything, that thing shall be done. We come in agreement this morning that it's already done. Father, you said in your word that when we pray, if we believe that we have the petition that we desired of you, then it is already granted. Father, we believe that the petitions are already done. Lord, you said in your word that we have not because we ask not. So we come asking today, believing in faith that it is already done. You said that a double-minded man shall not believe or should not expect to receive anything from you. So we come not being double-minded, but being like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth its fruit in its season, where its leaf also shall not wither or fade. We are they who believe, Lord God, that what we ask for, you do it when we ask, and so that what we need today, it is already done. It is already done. It is already done. It is already done. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, because we believe it's already done, we come praising you this morning, lifting our hands, saying hallelujah. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. That is our spirit this morning, that we are exalting your name together. We are shouting, we are praising, we're crying, we're speaking in tongues. Lord, whatever it is that we do when we praise you, we are inviting you in, Lord God. We are asking you, inhabit this prayer right now. Inhabit our praise right now. Inhabit our lives right now. Inhabit wherever we may be right now, because we're trying to get your attention, Lord God. See us, hear us, acknowledge us. Let us touch you so powerfully that you stop and say, "Who touched me?" We're pulling the supernatural virtue out of you this morning with our praise, because we know that right now you are answering prayer. Right now, you have sent down your angels. You have encompassed us with such a great cloud of witnesses. You have covered us. You have healed us. You have blessed us. You have touched us. You have protected us, Lord God. You have done supernaturally above everything that we could ever ask or think this morning. Now, Lord, I ask you to bless the person who needs the job. Open doors supernaturally. Give guidance to go to the right places. Help the person know how to complete a resume. Bless the person, Lord God, who needs help in the finances, Lord God. You said that the cattle on 1,000 hills belong unto you, and that you shall supply all of the person's needs through your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Lord, bless the person who needs to stop being slothful, who needs to have that energy. Help the person to consider the ways of the ant, like Solomon said in Proverbs, who storeth up things for the winter while it's in the summer. Help the person to work while it is day, because the night cometh when no man shall work. Help the person to see the glory in moving by faith, because that's that person's part in receiving the blessings. So, Lord, we praise you this morning with a supernatural, unyielding, divine prayer and praise. And we thank you because it's already done. Whatever we need, it's already done. In the name of Jesus, we come in agreement. Amen. Wherever you are, say it's already done. said, yes, it's already done. You know what you've asked for. It's already done for you today. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're about to close the broadcast down. So I just want to remind you of a few things and then give you today's task. First of all, I know today is Friday. I won't see you for our breakfast date again until Monday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. But go back to the website, re-listen to this, re-encourage your soul, get your breakfast, and please share it with someone else. After 8 a.m. Eastern, I post this on my website, feelthefire.com. Each day at 8 a.m., I post that day's broadcast. So if you cannot join me live for breakfast, I keep your plate out on the stove. It has only your name on it. So go to feelthefire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com, and get that breakfast. Start your day off right. This is spiritual breakfast for you. And also, if you can call in live, set your alarm to call in at 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. The other thing I want you to do is go back and listen to some of the other broadcasts that we've done throughout this week and last week, especially on March 20th. We did An Answer Delayed is Not an Answer Denied. I want you to go back and listen to that. It talks about how God explains why your prayers may appear to be held up sometimes when he's already sent the answer. And on this past Wednesday, March 29th, I taught you are the one that God has chosen. So go back to feelthefire.com and encourage your soul throughout this entire weekend by listening to some broadcasts, getting some breakfast that you may have missed. Finally, our topic for this morning is It's Already Done. Your task for today is to praise God all day. Because it's already done. Don't ask him for the same thing again. Don't walk around worrying about whether he's going to do it. It's already done.